mercy, my God, is the theme of
welcome,
my
friends, to another broadcast of Morsels for Zion's Poor.
Paul said, "For when we were yet without strength, in due time Christ died for the ungodly. For scarcely for a righteous man will one die, yet peradventure for a good man some would even dare to die. But God commendeth his love toward us, and while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us." There are two astounding truths set forth in this passage. Paul said that it is not astounding that one man might die for another, especially if he deemed the other man worthy of such sacrifice. However, he said it is most certainly is astounding that one would die for an unworthy wretch who had no benefits to offer and deserved to be destroyed. Such is that people for whom Christ shed his precious blood. Christ died for the ungodly. He bled for those who disobeyed him, disregarded him, and even dismissed him as a failure and an impostor. None stood with him, but all forsook him and fled. He trod the winepress of God's wrath alone in their behalf and without their aid. Jesus Christ was no ordinary man, but rather was the eternal Son of God, who knew no sin, neither was guile found in his mouth. Can anyone begin to fathom the wonders of the incarnation of that eternal and only begotten Son to merely walk among men, let alone that he who is eternal life should die in their place? The atonement which Christ made for his elect bride gains all of its worth from the fact that he is who he is. No other man who has ever lived could have ever even atoned for his own sins, let alone taken away the sin of another. But he who had no sin became sin for us, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. Who is he? He is the fullness of the Godhead bodily. That means that he is indeed God, the same one who created all things and by whom all things consist. Without him was nothing made that was made. Yet he has taken on a body of flesh and blood that he might dwell among men, revealing himself as the one with the Father and the Holy Ghost, who being in the form of God thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, and took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men. And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. It was impossible that men should have ever had any contact or understanding of God, except that it pleased him to manifest himself as the Son of God in the person of Jesus Christ. No man hath seen God at any time. The only begotten Son, who is in the bosom of the Father, he hath declared him. Who is he? He is the head of all principality and power. There is no power that is not ordained by God to fulfill his own purpose. Even as he said to Isaiah, "I form the light and create darkness. I make peace and create evil. I, the Lord, do all these things." The forces of evil and men of wickedness, which were created to be destroyed, serve the ordained purpose of God and can in no wise be found to operate contrary to that purpose. The Lord hath made all things for himself, yea, even the wicked for the day of evil. Therefore, he has complete dominion over every form of authority or government that could possibly exist in the universe, and has demonstrated his own mighty power in his triumph over them as the God-man. And you, being dead in your sins and the uncircumcision of your flesh, hath he quickened together with him, having forgiven you all trespasses, blotting out the handwriting of ordinances that was against us, which was contrary to us, and took it out of the way, nailing it to his cross. And having spoiled principalities and powers, he made a show of them openly, triumphing over them in it. The deliverance of the elect of God is established by the decree and purpose of him who does all things according to the pleasure of his will. Yet he has not seen fit merely to decree the deliverance of those who are the apple of his eye, but to actually procure their redemption by taking upon himself the very penalty under which they dwell. The just dying for the unjust, the pure taking upon himself the sin of ungodly men. Had any attempt to redeem the fallen sons of God been undertaken by any other than this Lamb of God, it could not have succeeded. John records this vision, "And I wept much, because no man was found worthy to open and to read the book, neither to look thereon. And one of the elders saith unto me, Weep not, behold, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Root of David, hath prevailed to open the book. And in the midst of the elders stood a lamb as it had been slain. And he came and took the book out of the right hand of him that sat upon the throne. And they sung a new song, saying, Thou art worthy to take the book, to open the seals thereof, for thou wast slain, and hast redeemed us to God by thy blood out of every kindred, tongue, and people, and nation, and hast made us unto our God kings and priests, and we shall reign on the earth." We are complete in him.
If you would like a free transcript of this broadcast, email us at forthepoor@windstream.net.